Each month in Washington, more than 450,000 households receive money to buy food. 64,000 families get welfare cash. In the old days, these benefits were doled out on paper. Remember food stamps and welfare checks? But these days, poor people on state assistance are issued a bank card that is automatically reloaded each month. Washington has joined with several other Western states to contract with J.P. Morgan Chase, the second largest bank in the country, to provide these benefits electronically. But it turns out Washington pays more, in some cases a lot more, than other states.
I'd certainly like to see us lower.
Babs Roberts is with Washington's Department of Social and Health Services. Her agency recently conducted a survey of what other states are paying for electronic benefits services. Of the 16 states that responded, Washington ranks sixth highest. The state pays a combined food and cash benefit charge to J.P. Morgan of $1.65 per client per month. That's 45 cents more than Oregon pays its vendor, eFunds Corporation, and nearly 70 cents more per client per month than Colorado pays, even though Colorado also contracts with J.P. Morgan. That's because last year, Colorado renegotiated the rate it pays. But Babs Roberts explains there's another factor, too.
Colorado purchased very little beyond the base contract, whereas Washington purchased quite a bit more. And that will drive up the cost per case month.
So what did Washington buy? The ability to collect damages from J.P. Morgan should the debit card system fail. Washington also purchased call center services in 8 foreign languages, from Spanish to Somali, so clients can call to get their account balance or request a new card. And Washington signed up for disaster services, so the state can quickly issue debit cards to, say, flood victims. State Senator Joe Zirelli is the ranking Republican on the Budget Committee. He says Washington can't afford what he calls the premium package from J.P. Morgan.
I think that on behalf of the taxpayers, we ought to be doing this at as low a cost as possible. I think it's nice to maybe provide those extras, but when it's coming out of the taxpayers, it's probably not the best approach.
Washington's Department of Social and Health Services did negotiate a 30% rate cut with J.P. Morgan back in 2008 in exchange for 2 more years on the contract. The agency is currently requesting another rate reduction in light of the state budget crisis. I'm Austin Jenkins in Olympia.